You're listening to SBS News.
It's a fast-paced, exciting race held every year on the first Tuesday of November. Tourists from interstate travel to watch the horses at Flemington, while others prefer an indoor party or barbecue watching the broadcast on television. The Melbourne Cup is such a notable event on the sporting calendar, there is a public holiday to mark the occasion in Victoria. The festivities began on Monday with a Melbourne Cup parade through the soggy streets of Melbourne CBD, featuring jockeys and horse trainers. But amid all the fanfare this year, protesters have been urging spectators to say nup to the cup. It follows an ABC investigation with disturbing footage revealing the widespread slaughter of some retired racehorses. Animal rights campaigners read a list of horse names outside Flinders Street Station on parade day to highlight racing industry deaths. As Victoria's Racing Minister Martin Pakula spoke on stage at Federation Square, the protesters tried to drown him out.
Demonstrators can't stop it. You're all still
it's
here.
It's an industry. It's a day that divides a nation.
The connections from the UK, from Ireland, from New Zealand.
Victoria Racing Club Chairwoman Amanda Elliott says she would rather the protesters engaged in a discussion.
And I wish that they'd sort of talk to us rather than just make a lot of noise at things like this, which hundreds of thousands of people really enjoy. And we understand there are issues and they will be solved.
But Kristen Lee from the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses wants the sport shut down.
We want to see an end to horse racing. We've been watching this industry, investigating it, researching it for over 10 years, and we've shown that it cannot be made kind for those horses. From beginning to end, their lives are one of commodification and for making money for people. And when that is happening, animals will always be victims to cruelty.
Melbourne's Lord Mayor Sally Capp has called for stronger rules to be enforced.
It's about actually improving what we've got and making sure that we are taking care of those magnificent animals that are at the centrepiece of this event. And we can do that, we should be doing that, and we must do that.
The first Melbourne Cup was run in 1861, but the trophy prize wasn't handed out until 1865. The day involves multiple horse races, with the main event at 3 o'clock in the afternoon over 3,200 metres. The total prize money is $8 million Australian dollars. Japanese horse Mer de Glace won the Caulfield Cup last month and is one of the favourites for Tuesday. Trainer Hisashi Shimizu is pleased to have made it to Melbourne for the big race.
It's a beautiful town with beautiful people. I just love to be back here again next year.
But it's not just about the horses. The carnival atmosphere highlights the best and worst in fashion, drinking, socialising and betting. Spectators enjoy backing a winner on the track while embracing the festival with family and friends. The Spring Racing Carnival wraps up on Saturday, and while many punters and racing fans continue to support the national racing tradition, the call from opponents to abandon the sport seems to be growing louder. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.